today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, things are getting messy in the world of car rentals. Hawaii is set to receive visitors starting July 1st, and in a flourish of optimism, Broadway San Francisco announces their 2021 schedule of shows.
Rob on the Road is one of KVIE's most popular locally produced programs, so what happens when Rob can't go on the road? Rob Stewart joins us at 3:20, and then in our Smarter Traveler segment at 3:35, Mark addresses the public use of masks and why we talk, and we'll talk a little bit about why getting a refund from anyone is so difficult right now.
Travel is going to be a bit more complicated for a while, which is why you might go in search of a really good travel advisor. We happen to know one of those. Gwen Duncan has some ideas at 3:45.
And what a spectacular weekend it's been weather-wise. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for the Travel Guys here on your Sunday, right here on KFBK.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
North to Alaska. I go north to Russia's own.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on KFBK every Sunday, 3 o'clock. Don't forget now, we got a website, and there you can find links to our special guests, as well as lots and lots of other travel-related and just entertaining and fun stuff at travelguysradio.com. I hope you've had a wonderful week. Mark, welcome back. How's things in your life and the folks there at Sports Leisure Vacations?
Well, we're just awaiting the return to travel. But, you know, the world is getting more and more complicated every day. I mean, some of the country's best destinations in terms of cities are being trashed on a nightly basis right now. So it's I'll tell you, if you're in the travel business right now, you just crawl in the hole and pull the hole in after you. Hey, listen, before we start the travel news here, I want to say something really important at the top of the show. For those folks who are planning on attending the Sports Leisure Vacations Tour Preview Day at the KVIE Studios next weekend, you're going to get an important email on Monday morning with an update on that.
Okay.
So just wanted to get that out there, a small commercial announcement. And, boy, we have a lot of things today. We should tell our listeners that we may go away sometime in the back half of the program. They're having a special closed-door city council session, and the mayor is going to come out and have some important announcements. So if you don't hear everything on the program today, it's because we had something a little bit more important to share with you here on the news station in Sacramento.
There you go. Okay, at the top of every Travel Guys radio show, we bring you up to date on what's been going on in the travel news. And with that, let's turn it over to Mark. Mark?
All right, let's see here. As we talked about in the headlines, Southwest says that they're going to resume flights to Hawaii the 1st of July. Now, if you remember, Hawaii basically shut down the islands. Right now, you have to quarantine 14 days, and it's a very strict program. If you go over to the islands. So they're talking about reopening to tourists. There will probably be some COVID testing requirements or something. They're still sorting all of that out. Southwest says that they plan to start flights back on the 1st of July, which, of course, is not very far away. One would then guess that there might be some great fares to accompany those not so far away flights. But if you go on Southwest website right now, you will find that you cannot buy tickets on those flights. So that means that the government in Hawaii, the governor, has not given Southwest the go-ahead that they're going to reopen on the 1st of July. The reason I mention this, you might, if you're looking for some place to go this summer, July, maybe August, it's likely that for a very short period of time, when Hawaii comes back online, there will probably be some dynamite fares, like I said, just for a very short period of time. It's summer. There'll be a lot of people standing in line and watching. So if you are smart, and you're willing to fly Southwest to the islands and you're looking for something inexpensive, there might be an opportunity sometime later in the summer. We also mentioned that Broadway San Francisco was taking an optimistic look at things about going to the theater, and they have announced their 2021 season, but they put an asterisk next to that. There are no shows in the fall. So traditionally, a theater season will start in September and run until May or June of the following year. This theater season is not going to start until February in San Francisco, and it will run until late in the year. So my guess is that the 21-22 will be delayed also. Hadestown, The Cher Show, Oklahoma, Moulin Rouge, To Kill a Mockingbird, which, if it's anything like the show that was on Broadway, is just a dynamite show. The Prom and Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations are all part of the 2021 season. It will start in February. There is a list of the shows and the dates that they are planned for at travelguysradio.com. You a theater guy, Thomas?
I am. I enjoy the theater. I'd like to get out right now.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Well, and all the nonprofits and stuff all had to kill their seasons this year, so they're all really, really hurting in terms of funding and stuff and asking people to donate back the money for their tickets. Of course, then the problem becomes now they want money for the next year's tickets. So
right.
Tough times for everybody.
Imagine a lot of the season ticket holders, especially like locally, like Music Circus and so forth, mm-hmm. are probably going to say, just hang on to my money. And we'll invest it in the future.
There you go. There you go. Every year in Portland, they have a Grand Rose Parade. And while the one in Pasadena is held on New Year's Day, the one in Portland is held in early June to commemorate the beginning of the rose season. And Portland is a huge, it's the Rose City. And they have a massive parade. And so this year, there will be no parade. The Rose Festival has been dramatically scaled down. But they are going to do a petite Rose Parade featuring shoebox size floats. It's going to be next Saturday, and you can watch it live online. So if you would like to watch a really fun parade type thing, again, the link to it, to the Grand Petite Parade for the Rose Festival in Oregon next Saturday, you can find the link to that at travelguysradio.com. Cruise lines are all scrambling to save part of the summer season. Most of them have ceased operations until at least the end of July. Everybody is trying to figure out what happens then. Some of the lines are starting up later in August. Seabourn, Viking Cruises are waiting until August or September or October to start up. Once again, you're probably going to find some fairly good rates. I'm not a huge fan of those big ocean-going vessels, so I probably should just leave that be.
Well, there you go. Well, there are a lot of folks that are.
There are a lot of folks who can't wait to get on one and head back out to sea. The COVID economy has caused some casualties. The travel industry has also had its share. Hertz has filed for bankruptcy protection. Hertz owns several other car rental company names. So right now they all plan to stay in business, but they are massively in debt. So if the bankruptcy court allows them to stay in business, good for them. But be careful about allowing Hertz to keep a credit, for example, of something. If Hertz owed me money right now or any of their affiliated companies, I'd make sure that I got it. Charlie Lacoa from Travelers United, who is frequently a guest on this program, is out this week with an editorial about airlines' sick passenger rules and saying that there needs to be a change so that people who are actually sick don't have to get on an airplane, especially now when we don't want sick people on airplanes. And so a copy of Charlie's editorial can be found at travelguysradio.com. And that, it looks like, is just about your travel news for today. Thomas, how are you?
Alrighty.
How are you doing at the Romano station there?
Well, we're hanging in. We're hanging in. We're looking forward to for the changes. I mean, like you said at the beginning of the program, things change on a daily basis. About the time you think it was safe to leave your home and go someplace because of one thing that starts with a V, virus, mm-hmm. now you're set to it into a situation where if you're not careful, you might go to someplace that is attacked by violence. And so it's tough. I'm just staying home, staying focused, trying to be kind to everybody and anybody that I run across, and stay close to my family. We're doing a lot of Zooming. There's something you're probably not aware of. There's a Nintendo game called Animal Crossing, and it's a virtual world, and a lot of people have buried themselves in the virtual world, and I may join them here very soon.
Coming up next year.
I'm glad I have the Travel Guys. The Travel Guys and this show and the opportunity to reach out to our audience and do this keeps me afloat.
There you go. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, Rob Stewart is going to join us. Things are a little bit out of order today. Rob did a great interview. He has a very special program involving the Sacramento Zoo on Monday night, and he mentions it in the interview we taped this week, so we wanted to make absolutely certain that we got this in for you. So it's going to run next, and then our Smarter Traveler segment will follow later on. Stay tuned with us. We are the Travel Guys.
Hi there, it's Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, formerly known as the Travel and Entertainment Guys, now the not-so-formal Traveling and Entertainment Guys. Still got a lot of entertainment. The traveling thing, well, we'll get to that sooner or later. Brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, we got one of our special guests, someone that you've worked with for some time. You underwrite his show on KVIE, and for good reason. It's a fabulous program, and it's one of those programs that you stop and think of the name, and you say, well, this show couldn't possibly still be on the air. You know, we hung in there as the Travel Guys, and we're talking about Rob on the Road. So, Mark, why don't you bring Rob on, and we'll find out how much roading you can do under the current environment.
Yeah, I'm afraid Rob is probably kind of like the Travel Guys. It's Rob not so much. Actually, it's become Rob at home. And Rob, you've switched gears, and you're doing a really different type of show. And I think it's just as good as the other one. Welcome, Rob Stewart. Welcome back to the Travel Guys.
Thank you so much, both of you, you know, Mark and Tom. You guys, we go way back, and it is such an honor to know both of you and to be able to respond to a time like this. That is our job, to serve the public and to serve our community. And when things like this happen, we have to be able to adjust and pivot immediately and serve our viewers. And so that's what we're doing with Rob at Home. And we also did this with Studio Sacramento, another production at KVIE PBS.
Rob, who had the idea of, you know, I mean, at some point in time, it must have been, well, gosh, we're not going to be able to do this anymore, or it's going to be incredibly expensive, arduous, etc. So, you know, what do we do? Where did that idea come from?
When all of this happened, basically overnight, between a Thursday and a Friday, it was decided that we were going to do a new weekly show from home. Every single week. We started right out of the gate with Patrick Mulvaney with Mulvaney's B&L, because he had shifted his business to serve the hungry and to serve our immigrant population and to serve people, seniors who were in need of food, as well as school students. And then we had Richard Abruzzi with Goodwill on, talking about just mental health and ways to stay sane during this period. And now we're 9-10 weeks in.
I really do congratulate you, because the shows have taken on a whole different look, and I think when it comes time to go back out on the road, your program is going to be just a little bit different and a little bit better.
I appreciate your kind words about that. I like to just let someone share what matters most to them, and then we take it from there. And if you ask someone, they will tell you.
Rob, who decides what the next episode of Rob at Home is going to look like?
This, with Rob at Home, I've been pretty much coming up with the guest ideas, and I also run them by our team. Everybody's very busy, and so we're all running things by each other to find out, hey, is this something that we all like? But most importantly, the way PBS works is, since we're involved so much in the community, we know the people to call, and we know that we have access, and so we utilize that. And we don't take it for granted. And so I come up with the theme of the show or the idea. We just recorded today the episode on Sacramento Zoo. And we, you know, how do you do a zoo show, right? When the zoo is closed. But we were allowed our very first time yesterday. We were the first television crew allowed to go in and see the new animals. And so we went in our PPE and we went in and got some video of the new animals that they have that have been born or either brought to the zoo since closing.
Cool.
And there are some real treats coming up from the zoo.
Oh,
but
wow.
The idea is basically I just try to come up with them and call the people and line them up. And people are very accessible right now.
How long will it be till the zoo piece airs, Rob?
The zoo piece will air on Monday night, and the zoo piece is an entire half-hour show, and it airs on June 1st.
Thanks.
In fact, it's up on my computer right now, all the pictures from the zoo.
And Rob, congratulations. The first remote program that you did is up for an award. Or tell us a little bit about
that. Well, I will, and thank you. We have a new show at PBS KVIE called The Journey. And so we interview deeply intimate, and this is the opposite of what we normally do on Rob on the Road. This is a large crew, 3 to 4 cameras, multi-days. It's a big production to get to the heart of the matter. And so we launched it with Susan Savage, who is owner of the Sacramento River Cats. And she walked us through really delicate areas of her life. The loss of her husband at her dining room table. Her son.
It's really
near
a great
drowning.
I hate to interrupt you, Rob. It really is a great program. If you didn't get to see it, you could go online and see it. Was it KVIE.org?
Yes, it is.
And
when you do that, you'll see a thing for The Journey.
Or you don't even have to be a baseball fan to enjoy that show. But if you are a baseball fan, then you'll get even a little bit more out of it. But that was really, congratulations, by the way. But that's makes those of us associated with the program very proud.
Well, Stan, so, you know, I appreciate your sponsorship because you helped make it possible. I'm going to just throw that out there.
I'm reaching across the internet and I'm patting both of these superstars on the back, guys.
Yeah, well, we're both hoping that the economy gets going so that the sponsors can continue to afford to sponsor.
Really?
and so we still have public radio and public television. Rob, obviously, we'll get to the rainbow here at some point. You mentioned that you're able to go out to the zoo and PPE and stuff like that. You've been doing Rob on the Road for a dozen years. So what does the future look like for Rob Stewart and Rob on the Road and some of these different directions that you're going?
You know, as we have learned with what's going on right now in the world, nobody knows what we have except for today. And so today we are doing Rob at Home. We will resume Rob on the Road when things improve, as well as The Journey. You know, I'm a firm believer that wherever you are in your life, if you do the next right thing, things will evolve the way they're supposed to be. Of course, we'll go back out on the road and travel because California's filled with beautiful places and fascinating people. And you'll never run out of that. And so we're going to keep producing and keep doing the shows. Absolutely. But I'm really interested to see what the future holds myself. And when we get back to the station, whenever that will be, we will figure out the future of Rob on the Road. But as I know right now, we are going to be doing new weekly shows. We just did our schedule through August 1st. So we know we're going to be doing weekly shows for quite a while.
Well, and you'll, as someone who's been on the road for 40 years myself, Rob, you'll never run out of those amazing people that you meet at a place you didn't expect to meet them or a time you didn't expect. And you'll say, wow, you know, I'm really lucky that it's the people that you meet when you travel. And I think that a lot of folks who are listening to the program would agree with me that the places are wonderful, but it's the people who make the places. And I think that's what makes Rob on the Road and The Journey and some of and the other things that you're doing remotely now. I think it gives it an extra dimension. It's strange to say that something that has lost dimension has an extra dimension, but I've watched a number of the at-home programs myself. and strongly recommend them to folks who are listening. If you're just looking for something that might take you away from the cable news and everything else that's going on in the world for a half an hour, why, I think you will find its time very well spent. Speaking of time, Rob, thank you for yours on a busy day. And we will, of course, stay in touch. We are very proud to be a part of the Rob on the Road team, and I hope that continues for a long time. I wish you the best, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. Can I tell you something really quick for 10 seconds?
Absolutely.
I have to say, you mentioned Susan's show, The Journey. Her success all along the way was about how she treated others, how we treat our fellow man. That's what got her through, and how we will get through this test today in this world is how we treat others.
Well, amen to that. I tell you, that was very well put by Rob at home.
Yes.
Not Rob on the road at the moment.
Very well done.
Well, okay, we are the travel and entertainment guys. Coming up after the break, we got, depending on how things go, there's a possibility the mayor may speak. I want to spend a few minutes talking about a Sacramento legend or a legend in radio on the whole, including many other cities, and that's Terry Nelson. Terry passed away earlier this week, and Terry and I were, we want to go all the way back to John Muir Elementary School in Modesto, California.
Wow.
Through elementary school and into high school, and our radio careers began about the same time. And if we have a few minutes at the end of the show here, provided we don't have to give it up for breaking news, we'll talk more about Terry and salute his life a little bit. I know, Mark, you grew up listening to him, too.
Absolutely.
So keep it here. We are the Travel Guys. More to come right after the news break.
It's time for Just One Man's Opinion. Here's Mark Hoffman.
Wearing a mask, the social issue of our day. I truly don't get it. From the beginning of this whole COVID mess, it seemed to make sense to wear a mask. But the experts said they didn't know if it mattered. As time went on, those same medical people said, yes, because of the way the virus is spread, masks will help. A lot. I think we're all aware of the equation here. I wear a mask not to protect me as much as to protect you. Since many people who are infected don't know it, the less I spray out of my mouth into the public airspace, infected or not, the better it would seem for everyone. Honestly, that seems like simple logic. Likewise, you don't wear a mask to protect yourself. You wear it as a courtesy to others around you, like me. We wear masks to protect each other, not as some sort of political statement. Now, let me just say this for a minute. I hate, H-A-T-E, hate, wearing a mask. I can't find one that's comfortable to breathe through. I've tried a dozen different ones. They bug the heck out of me. The idea of wearing one for extended times while traveling isn't something I look forward to. But right now, it's a fact of life, especially in my line of work. If you want to travel, you're going to need a mask. Not because we're all trying to infringe on your rights, but because a lot of frontline workers have died and we're trying to protect each other. Plain and simple. Or am I missing something? And that is just one man's opinion.
Amen. No, I don't think you're missing anything at all. I do a lot of e-cart pickup, and if they're not wearing a mask, they don't get a tip. And I don't bother to tell them, by the way. You know, normally I would leave you a tip for bringing that stuff out to my car. I have been known to have some spare masks in the glove box and hand them out. And you know what? The people, they act grateful. So I don't know if it's a matter of their company has a shortage or whatever, but yeah, I'm all for the mask things, and I don't love them either. But then again, you know, I got used to wearing a mask back when California had the fires, where, you know, there was a lot of bad stuff in the air. And oftentimes whenever I go someplace where there's a lot of smoke, which would be obviously the casinos, I'm the guy with the mask. So, Mark, I'm with you.
Well, I just I get it. It's become a very controversial thing, and I'm like you. If I go to a restaurant and the staff is not wearing masks, then I'm not going in. I mean, or I'm leaving because that's an indicator. It's a flag that something else that I'm not too crazy about might be the case. So I'm just, you know, I don't know. It doesn't seem like that big a deal to me, but some people will fall on their sword not to have to wear the damn mask.
I know, and some, and I don't know. Maybe when it's all over with and we get a chance to sit down across the table without masks.
Yeah, exactly.
And a cocktail, and maybe I'll get a straight answer as to what it is. I know there are some that just don't, are still not believers. But then again, even if you're not a believer, at least pretend to care about others and wear your mask.
Yeah,
we are Mark and Tom, the travel guys. Mark, any final comments before?
Well, I got a couple things here. We're going to switch over to Smarter Traveler here before we.
I was thinking
head out of town and get Gwen Duncan. I wanted to talk a little bit about refunds. We've talked a lot about this on the program. You know, people aren't getting refunded for concert tickets. They're being told 90 days or you're not going to, you know, you can't get a refund at all. It's kind of the same as the airline ticket thing. Airlines, and then the airline's playing this game with people of who cancels first. So the airline would, if you canceled, then you weren't entitled to a refund. But if the airline canceled, so the airline was waiting until 3 days before the flight in this game of chicken to try to decide who. And now Hertz is in bankruptcy protection. And so that may be an issue for folks who have any kind of, if you've got a credit or a voucher or something with Hertz and they go into bankruptcy, then it's entirely possible that those vouchers may be worth zip. So if you've got a voucher from Hertz right now, may I suggest that you use it? Also, if you live in Sacramento and you recently were given a voucher by JetBlue Airways for something that they did or didn't do properly by you, cong, congratulations, you now have a voucher on an airline that doesn't fly from Sacramento anymore.
Right. So, and what are you gonna do with a voucher from Hertz if you have one?
Well, rent a car. Or
rent a car and drive around the block.
The car rental companies, Tom, are really they're really hurting. The Uber and Lyft thing just really devastated them, and they didn't react properly and they didn't react quickly. And their customer service has been, I rent a car fairly frequently because I'm out checking out destinations and stuff. So, you know, I'm in their fairly high tier of, you know, walk in and pick out whatever car you want from that special row over there type thing. Not the Cadillac, but the next one down. And just the level of customer service, if you ever have any kind of an issue or something, is just non-existent. And they just, I can see why they're in trouble, but I don't think the car rental industry is going to go away. So they obviously can't get the rates that they used to get. Because people say, well, you know, I can Uber into town and Uber back, and that costs me $50. Why would I pay $100 for a rental car plus have to park it and all of that jazz? So they kind of got caught, in this change in the economy, and now they're getting caught in a real change of the economy because nobody's traveling now, so now nobody's renting a car at all. So we'll see what happens. But the point of all this is to taking vouchers, you know, if you had concert tickets somewhere, it was part of you were traveling someplace to see a concert or something, and they're saying, well, how about vouchers? Or what they're doing is they're saying, well, the concert's been rescheduled for next year on the 22nd of January, and your tickets will be good then. Well, you know, what if you don't want to go or you don't have the money to be able to fly in the hotel and all that kind of stuff? So people are having a heck of a time getting refunds back from concert people and stuff. So I think when this is all over, there perhaps needs to be a little bit of legislation. We probably need to talk to Chris Elliott or Ed Perkins or one of our consumer guys about this, about how we can protect the public a little bit better. Because what's happening, obviously, these guys are living hand to mouth. They don't have your money anymore. They've already spent it. So there perhaps has to be something like the California Seller of Travel rule so that people give their money to a concert guy or something. He has to keep it in escrow until the concert is actually held in case he has to give it back. I'm not sure, but just another heads up, just be careful about those vouchers. Cruise lines are giving, 125% or 150%. You know, the bigger the deal, the more I would suggest you, they're desperately trying to hold on to the cash, and the bigger the red flag it should be. So that's...
Now, with Sports Leisure Vacations, obviously you've done a lot of refunds. Do you have you been offering a choice of either a voucher or cash, or how's that go with you?
No, what we have done with our full disclosure with our folks is, in many cases, if the trip had been rescheduled for the next year, Then we said to folks, if you'd like to roll it over, you can. But if you would prefer not to, you can get a full refund. And we didn't offer them extra value or anything. A good percentage of folks decided in many cases to roll over their money. Many did not. Everybody who didn't got sent an immediate refund because we still have their money. So I get it. You know, sometimes business gets tough and you're living on the edge. But that's why consumers have to be careful right now. Anything that's related to entertainment or travel, you know, if you're not getting a refund because you're deciding, like Music Circus, you're deciding to donate the cost of your tickets to a good cause to help the Music Circus when they're not able to do shows, that's terrific. But if a concert promoter is saying, hey, you know, we're going to keep your money, and in some cases, the terms and conditions of buying the ticket allow them to do things like that. So, you know, sometimes it pays to read that stuff that you never pay. Anyway, just trying to do our best here to make you a smarter traveler and not get too much of your money hung up in places where you can't use it.
And it's a tough go for those that are in the travel business. And gosh, I wonder what it's like if you're a travel agent or something. You know one of those, Mark, we could have.
Well,
on the
you
air
know, travel could, agents now known more as travel advisors.
Right, travel advisors.
Listen, with all of these, for God's sake, if you want to go to Hawaii, you're going to be quarantined. So going to a European country or getting a visa or all of these things, all of this complication now, it would seem to me that more than ever, if you're traveling with a tour company like Sports Leisure Vacations, then they're doing that job for you. But if you're traveling independently, my goodness, you need somebody who can wade through all of this stuff. And some of it is changing on a weekly basis. So the need, I would think, for a travel advisor that knows what the heck they're doing is much greater than it was. And because we happen to know one of those people, we thought we would ask her to share some of her wisdom with you.
And we'll do that right after the break. Gwen Duncan joins us from Cordially Yours Travel. That's next here on The Travel Guys.
Hey, welcome back to the last lap of The Travel Guys. And before we talk to Gwen Duncan here about best tips for finding a good travel advisor, Tom, you wanted to say goodbye to an old buddy of yours. Somebody whose name I recognize, and a lot of folks who have listened to radio around Sacramento, I'm sure, recognize his name.
Yeah, we're talking about Terry Nelson, a legend in the radio business, particularly for the Sacramento area. Born and raised in Modesto, he and I did high school together and started our radio careers at K5 in Modesto. I was a news guy, and he was a jock. And we followed each other to Stockton and then to Sacramento. Constance, his wife, and all of his family certainly are going to, along with all of us, are going to miss Terry dearly. Wasn't COVID, as far as I know, but either way, we've lost another great radio legend way before his time, as far as I'm concerned. Terry was known for his infectious laugh, his ability to, you know, make people laugh by him just laughing. And he brought that magic to the radio, extremely versatile in regards to his skill set. Not only was he a world-class top 40 rock and roll disc jockey, but he was also the smooth guy on one of our local stations in town that went to an easy listening format, KCTC, back in the day. And anyway, I don't know, I could go on and on, but I just want to say that Terry was a great friend. Virtually anybody in the radio industry knows Terry here locally, as well as those in Stockton, Modesto, and the major markets that Terry worked in as well. And he will be remembered. I have no information on anything formal. Keep an eye on the on your local newspaper and listen to your favorite radio people if you want to know more. But bless you, Terry. I know you're going to be watching out over all of us here. Help us make some right decisions along the way. And anyway, there you go, Mark. Back to you.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, sounds like you guys basically grew up together. And then after you got done growing up together, then you grew up together a second time. And so That's nice to be able to have a moment to say goodbye. Gwen Duncan is joining us here and on the Travel Guys for the last lap. You there, Gwen?
Yes, I am.
Hey, well, thank you, my friend. I've been reading these articles for the last couple of weeks that say, listen, now is the time that you need to have somebody to help you with arranging your travel, because before there were maybe 10 reasons and now there are 136 reasons because a lot of things have changed. And so I asked you if you could come up with some real ideas for why we would use it. You would use a travel advisor, especially if you haven't used one before. And the first one you mentioned to me was that sometimes travel advisors have access to parts of the web or phone numbers or things that the average public doesn't have access to. Tell me about that.
That's true. Most of the vendors have set up communication avenues for agents, and that's for everything from solving problems to researching history to being able to contact the key people who are going to be able to solve any kind of issues or to do any kind of special favors that you might want. No one who just calls are going to be able to do that. And so when you're working with an agent, especially one who has a good relationship, it's a relationship business. So if you have a good relationship with your vendor, then you're going to be able to help tenfold your clients. And when you're talking about issues during or after your travel, then it's really good to have a partner who has that inside way to be able to get those answers and stop your stress and be able to help you venture through whatever that issue is.
Well, and it seems to me, Gwen, that also if I go into your shop or I'm working with one of your agents and I say, gee, you know, I want to do a cruise on Princess, and they say, oh, well, you know, we don't do a lot of business with Princess. We do a lot more business with Holland America, which also is a carnival. Both are carnival companies now. Asking the right questions of your travel advisor will maybe help you to find which suppliers they have those relationships with. Let me ask you something. You're having a lot of people now, obviously, whose independent travel is being canceled. In many cases, yeah. We were just talking about this in the previous segment, they're offering you a bonus if you'll take credits or a future trip or something like that. What percentage of your people are asking for refunds versus taking the credits? I'm just curious.
About 90.
About 90% are taking?
Yeah, because what's happening is that a lot of people are really scared for the present and the future and their finances, their jobs and everything else. So they don't want money hanging somewhere and even fathom going on a trip in a year when they're just trying to make it day to day. Or they've got priorities that are just better now. You know, I mean, your priorities change when you have to deal with different issues. Right now, the biggest issue, a couple of things. If the people are still risk takers and want to go on trips, there are still, you know, vendors out there that are booking, but would you trust them? You know, and if I know their history is not to refund, but just want future travel, you do have to always worry about solvency. And one of the things is like Hertz is filing bankruptcy,
yeah,
and it was ranked
just
number one. It was just like number one. And that's just to reinforce that there are a lot of vendors who were ranked really, really high. And I know in our communication, you had mentioned about how it doesn't have a good business plan. But I got to tell you, nobody was prepared for this. You know, they just weren't prepared for this. And so every vendor is trying to be really ingenious on how they're going to solve it and maintain the money in the bank, or, you know, trying to keep as much solvency as they can, but they're still canceling and they're extending their departures, whether it's a tour operator, whether it's opening up a resort. I don't care what it is. They're opening up later, you know, like a Sandals or something is saying, we're not going to be opened up yet until...
Absolutely. Cash is king right now.
That's right. And that, you had mentioned that in my correspondence, and that was perfect scenario, you know, for you to say that. Because that's
real quick, last question before we let you go, Gwen. One last question here before we let you go, Gwen. You get a lot of calls, not only taking care of people's cancellations and so forth. Question is that those people that are risk takers, those that are looking to the future. What is the number one vacation destination and or thing people want to do?
This is interesting. That's an interesting question, because if you had asked me a month ago, I'd say it's just to do domestic travel. And I had to talk with Mark about that. But now people are starting to look for the future. But we're talking about the latter part of 2021. And they're talking about Europe again. And used to be that we'd talk about South America, that nobody's talking about Asia. I mean, it's sad to say. Sad to say, because that, I mean, there's so much that started and existed, and we all will continue to remember that until it gets out. You know, how's that going to erase? You know, so they're thinking about Europe and Hawaii is domestic.
We're talking with Gwen Duncan of Cordially Yours Travel, and Gwen, we're talking about reasons that you would use a travel advisor, why you would maybe take that extra step. You used to do all of your travel yourself. One of the things, Gwen, here that I caught on your list that I thought was kind of interesting, you know, cruise lines, airlines, stuff like that. We've heard a lot of stories recently where people, they didn't have any trouble making the reservation. But when it came time to get a refund, or it came time to make a change, or perhaps to get part of it refunded or something like that, they had a question about something they'd added on, then getting through to a live voice was almost impossible. It strikes me that some of these travel suppliers are very eager to, they're there to take your money easily, but when it comes time for customer service, they're just, it's a zero. Is that someplace where a travel advisor maybe has a little bit of an edge?
No, I'm going to tell you, yes. So I'm probably going to have travel agents in your audience that are going to call me and say, what did you say? But we have travel agents in my agency who were trying to help people. They sold them the trip. But the people decided to do independent to schedule some excursions or special anything, you know, extra. And they couldn't get through, and they figured since we booked the trip, we'd be able to help them. We're glad to for the customer service part. But I tell you, our wait times are an hour and a half to 7 hours, and we don't get anything for that. But you do that because you love the industry and you want to keep and maintain your clients, and you try to help them on the customer service from this end. And the vendors are not helping because they're getting rid of their BDMs, the business development managers, their customer service people. And I talked with one that was a midline manager that was answering the phones last week. And
goodness,
so they
goodness.
Really stripped down. They
Gwen,
stripped down their people.
Gwen, thank you for all of your information. We have reached the end of our time here for today. Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel. You can find a link to her and all the stuff that we do at travelguysradio.com. You can also sign up for the podcast to our show.
Next week, Sid and Dale from the TSA are going to join us on the air. Find out the things that you need to know. What's changed? What's the same? There has been changes, and you need to know them. So Sid and Dale next Sunday on The Travel Guys.
We are The Travel Guys. Stay tuned to KFBK. There'll be an important update from the mayor of Sacramento coming up before too long here, right here on your news station. We'll be back with you next week at 3 o'clock on The Travel Guys. Dance like nobody's watching.
Stay well, my friends. See you next time.